And grab a cup of coffee because Rockford Mayor Tom McNamara joins us once again to get us up to speed on what's happening with the city of Rockford. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great, Steve. How are you doing?
Doing great. I guess we have to start off. I'd be remiss and if I didn't give you an opportunity, a chance to talk about the election. If you have any comments about the election results, developments for Winnebago County, United States, your thoughts.
So I have a lot of thoughts. I would say overall, you know, there's a couple. There's at least one race here locally, the state rep race with John Cabello and Dave Bella that's still being determined. So I just ask for some patience. We have great election judges and folks at our election sites working on that and just exercise some patience there. And obviously on the national level, I think everyone's monitoring their news and watching their iPhone a lot more closely, depending on which side of the aisle you're on, watching the president's race. What I would say is, you know, now's the time that we need to focus on those things that bring us together. And I think there's a host of them. You know, I don't know one person in our community who does not want to be safe. Now, safe may mean something different to each person, but they want to be safe, and we should focus on how we can bring people together around that. I don't know one person who doesn't want to have a strong, stable neighborhood, and we need to focus on investing in our neighborhoods. I don't know one person in our community who doesn't want to provide every opportunity for our young people to succeed, and we can focus on that. And I don't know one person who doesn't want to help grow our economy and have more jobs in our city. So we need to focus on those things that can bring us together, because obviously after such a long, arduous, negative campaign on all sides, so I'm not casting blame on any one party or anything, but we need to move beyond the elections and start working on the results portion of it and focusing on those things that can bring us together as a city.
It's got to be pretty exciting knowing that you're going to be working with some new people like the Winnebago County chairperson and others, fresh new ideas, and it's got to, you know, kind of electrify the situation again.
Absolutely. It's terribly exciting anytime that you get to work with anyone. And I would be remiss, Steve, if I didn't say a huge thank you to every single person who put their name on the ballot, as well as their families. It's a huge undertaking. It's incredibly nerve-wracking, and just want to say thank you to them for doing this. And I would also say, yeah, to your question, I am very excited to be working with some new people. I think Chairman Chiarelli is going to do a tremendous job. He's been a wonderful alderman that I've had the opportunity to work with now for over 7 years, and just a great person who I think will help bring people together. He's a good listener.
Absolutely. Bringing people together could cause some problems for COVID-19. Numbers are staggering high. Statements from our health systems in the area say that they're getting close to capacity. What can we do? A lot of people are wearing their masks. What more can we do?
So this has been obviously a topic we talk about every single week, and we started our conversations because of this topic. And I can't implore people enough to make sure that they're wearing their face coverings, that they're washing their hands, that they're practicing social distancing, and that they're cooperating with our contact tracers. It's a critical piece for us to slow the spread of the virus is to work with our contact tracers. They're not there to place blame on anyone. They're there to simply protect everyone else. So please cooperate with our contact tracers. And we have several orders that are out there. The one order is non-essential travel. If you don't need to travel somewhere, don't do it. We're seeing our cases now. I think it's darn near 16% positivity rate. I don't care if you think the virus, you can't get it here at this type of business or that type of business. We know for a fact that face coverings work. We know for a fact that social distancing works. We know that we can help slow the spread by all of us taking some individual responsibility. And right now, people for the last several months were saying our hospitals have plenty of capacity. Well, right now, they're saying that they don't. That's not a politician saying that. That's a medical professional saying they don't have capacity. And so please, I implore all Rockfordians, take some personal responsibility. And so many of them, as you said, Steve, are doing a great job. But there's a lot that aren't. So please, take some personal responsibility. Protect your neighbors, protect your family, and protect your fellow citizens.
And the restaurants are still trying to survive. I know you've done pretty much all you can with the city council to make sure that they have as many tools as possible to stay open. You're still working on more, too, I would imagine, right?
Yeah, just this past Monday, we approved an ordinance that allowed the city to rebate 50% of their liquor licenses. I know that they're struggling, and we're going to do everything we can. I can also tell you we have filed for a grant for up to $900,000. We've been approved that grant, and we'll be getting dollars out to our bars and restaurants. The dollar amount for that grant, we have not been notified of the exact amount that we've received. We did apply for $900,000, so we're hopeful we will get that amount. But we will be getting those dollars. The second we get them, we'll be getting them out to the restaurants and bars to help them as they're really struggling, as well as their employees. And I would also let their employees know and all citizens know that we're still here to help you with your utility bills, with your rent and mortgage assistance, whatever you need. We want to be there to help you.
It's nice we have nice weather this weekend, so hopefully a lot of people are taking advantage of curbside and maybe some of the outdoor dining availabilities.
Absolutely. I mean, we still need citizens to go to these businesses. We just don't need you to dine in. So please stop at the local restaurant, pick up some food, bring it home, and enjoy our wonderful parks, our forest preserves, our trails and paths. Get outside, just be socially distant. There's still a lot that you can do while still you can have fun and protect yourself, your family, and friends.
Quite the historic city council meeting, not only about the rebates for liquor licenses, but also holding the flat tax levy. And I know that's something you're very proud of during your service to the city.
Yeah, so since I've become mayor, we've actually reduced property taxes. This year, we did not increase property taxes. We kept those property taxes flat. But we this year have been able to keep $2.14 million in our citizens' pockets, where I think they need it, especially now with COVID and all the mitigation factors and economic downturn. Our citizens need those dollars in their pockets more than we need them in city coffers. So we're doing everything we can to live within our means, as we know so many families and business owners are struggling themselves. So I'm very excited. It marks 8 years in a row that we've either kept the levy flat or reduced it.
That is awesome. Anything else, not only at the city council meeting, but anything else that you'd like to bring up? Any other topics?
I would just say we did approve the final agreement for our mental health code responder model, which is a partnership with the sheriff's department, the police department, the fire department, and Rose Grants. And we're really excited that that program's getting off the ground. And we have a lot more programs and initiatives coming forward. In about a week and a half, we'll bring back up the item for cannabis legislation, which will put all of our cannabis revenue into distressed areas and into those individuals and families most impacted by the failed war on drugs. So we are actively working on a host of reforms, a host of changes at our city, so that when we know that COVID will end, and when it does, we want to be as aggressive as we can to help grow our city and make our city the city we all know it can be and we want it to be, and a city that welcomes everyone and that everyone has the opportunity to succeed.
And you are anticipating an exciting week. We can't wait to hear what you're working on coming up next week. So
absolutely. We should have some new initiatives coming forward that we're really excited about that I think will help lift all of Rockford.
And that's all coming up next week. But this week, thank you, sir, for your time as always. Rockford Mayor Tom McNamara.